This is the Food's Right Show on the Republican Broadcast Network. Johnny, you still with us?
Yep.
You were saying right before the break, the paradigm of farmers have to change. Do you think farmers have some information for the general public that needs to get out there?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, farmers are very brass tacks, and, you know, and that's all on a bell curve or something like that. But, you know, when you talk to farmers who are, like, really going at it and, you know, trying to do the right thing and et cetera, there's a lot of truthiness there, which is, I know Colbert wants to trademark that word, but, you know, all deference to him, I'm using it anyway. They pay attention, very close attention, and I think that that is a very powerful thing. And one of the things that my organization does, I think this is a very important thing to get out there. There's certain, you know, having somebody else grow your food for you, very high quality food for you, is now a luxury service. That's absolutely true, and especially if you look at what's happening economically all around the world. Mm-hmm. And we need to get more people involved in their own food security production. It's not just cooking. It's like just learning things that are not that difficult at all, and, you know, taking ownership of them for the household. And there are a lot of families that are not going to have a family cow that they're going to milk every day, twice a day. That's probably not going to happen on a huge scale in the short term anyway. But, you know, so you can support local farmers in purchasing products that you need to make other things. You know, it's raw materials. What can you get out of a gallon of milk? You know,
well, what can you get out of a pound of potatoes and your beef? And, yeah, the macro items still need to be raised on farms, but kind of like the solar cooperative system they have that they're starting in Japan, all the houses basically join together and create the grid, and if it's too cloudy or at night, that's when the power plant kicks up. But I've been speaking to people for a long time. You don't eat organic and buy, you know, pre-made pizzas or, you know, macaroni and cheese. You buy the basics. So I hear you saying the same thing where farmers do produce the macro, but there's a lot of things that you can grow at home.
Yeah, and we need to, like, get together with that. So, I mean, supporting and protecting our local farms, this is increasingly important. We haven't even touched on the food safety bill yet.
No, we haven't even gotten near that yet. But,
but there are families that, you know, a lot of families, and I'm 50 years old. So, I mean, we did this when I was a kid. That was what Sunday was about. We would go to church, and on the way back home, we would stop at the various farms and buy, you know, 50-pound culls of potatoes or corn or, you know, and or, you know, all of these various things. And then we went home and we processed everything. So 50 years, I mean, let's say it's longer than that because I grew up very poor. Let's say it's longer than that for most of America. I don't know. What would you say?
Yeah,
70 years? I don't know. It's not that long ago. So,
no, not at all. I mean, when I was a kid, I was turning over the ground in the garden by hand because we didn't have a rototiller, and when we did, the garden got bigger. You know, and that was in the 70s. So, you know, it's really sad,
though.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same age as you are, but right now we got to take a break, and after the break, we'll take your phone calls. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Day after day, I'm more confused. But I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know, that's a game that I hate to
Well, this is the Foods Right Show, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at farmtoconsumer.org, and we are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the Saturday evening, Tim Whiteman, and I have the fortunate ability to have Johnny Oritz on the phone from Hudson Valley, talking about food issues. And Johnny, can you stay with us until... No, about 20 after the hour?
Mm-hmm.
Great, thanks. Also like to invite some callers to call in and ask some questions. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So we're talking before the break about, it wasn't too long ago, it seemed a lot. Well, now that I add up how old I actually am, it's now going on, 40 years. But, back in the 70s, everybody that I knew had a garden. We're kind of living in the country, but even my great aunt who lived in the city, most of her lawn was a garden because she, went through the Depression and the war years, and I think it was a leftover from the Victory Garden time. So,
yeah.
And the sad thing is, I do a lot of work consulting with the Amish, and not many of them are even doing gardens anymore. But they're starting to see their community's health start to go backwards, and the progressive ones are actually saying, we've got to go back to the old ways. And for an Amish person to say that, our society as a whole has gotten away from what it is that keeps us healthy.
Yeah, no, I mean, plow up your lawn, get rid of, whatever you're doing to your lawn as far as, chemical treatments or whatever. Go back to, that is a productive soil-based biological system potentially, and you can do that in a very short period of time. If you're worried about contaminants or whatever, there's a lot of things that you can do to mediate that. People just need to get curious and get in action and make it happen. If you start on a very small scale, that's great.
Yeah, you got to learn before you got to get better before you get big. That's kind of against the American way, you know.
Start where you are. This is very big. It's a major concept. Start where you are.
Yep.
Gigantic.
Yeah, and you know, I've known some people that have done very well with just container food production. They got a tomato plant in one, one foot around container. They got a stake up, and you know that tomato plant does really well. And if it's going to be frost that night, you move it inside, move it back out during the day. You know, it's really quite simple. I mean, look at the landscaping that we pay for in the United States. The USDA has done some token advantages. They didn't quite get the concept when they started using creosote railroad ties for their boundaries on the garden plots. But yeah, it's very easy to do. I hear in the East Coast and in other places, asphalt's being tore up and they're starting to sprout things, and they're even doing it on the parking islands, you know, where you had trees and high priced landscaping. You know, people are starting to put edibles in there. It's not that hard to do. So.
No, I mean, it's sort of a quiet riot. And,
yep.
it is happening all over the place, and, we can only encourage it. And, like, speak up, you know, I mean, everybody just speak up, you know, period. So I go to a restaurant. I had this sort of fairly important meeting at like a restaurant that was supposedly a Mexican restaurant, and you know, I've eaten Mexican food in Mexico. You know, the further north you get from the border, whatever. And it was inedible. It was completely inedible. And everything that they have at that restaurant comes off the back of a Cisco truck.
Mm-hmm.
And you can taste it. And if you eat real food and then you go back to the conventional, industrialized food system, you can't eat that stuff. You know,
and we forgot to put the disclaimer at the top of the hour that everybody's going to have to be warned if they start eating local, they can't go back.
Well, I mean, that doesn't even start with eating local. It's like if you use soap that's actually soap, you know, I mean, you can't go to Price Chopper anymore. You know, I mean, that's not an option because, you know, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to pay attention and just take care of ourselves. And if that means getting to something that has ingredient lists that are 5 products long, you know, and you need to start looking for that.
Yeah, if you can't read it, don't eat it. Yeah,
exactly.
that's I forget who says that. Forgive me for those who are listening who know who that quote comes from, but I can't remember who it was. But yeah, and there was an ice cream commercial even in the 90s. I remember there was little kids, you know, sitting around a table, and I think it was a local ice cream producer in Wisconsin. Kids were trying to read the label of the ice cream. Of course, theirs came on, and it was, you know, sugar, cream, eggs, and you know, something else, like vanilla. I think that's all it was. So a little 6-year-old kid was able to read a label. But they're trying to struggle through these, you know, you know, egregiously long, you know, labels on regular ice cream. But
don't eat it. Don't eat it, period. You know, I mean, just don't eat that. Make your own. You know, it's not that hard. It's a very simple process, and I'm saying that to some people who perhaps are feeling like this is overwhelming, it's not. Just do it.
Yeah, I think the overwhelming part that people have is they're coming unhinged from what they've been told before, and it's that moment in time when people are spinning in space and they get this lost feeling, like, well, what do you mean my food isn't safe? Well, what do you mean that they're using, you know, all these things in my food, and we don't even know what GMOs do and where did it come from. You can't even trace it. I think that's the space where you kind of step back and let people kind of stand in that for a moment, but catch them before they hit the pavement. It's like, okay, here's your first step, you know. And that, and you know, two things that I like have happened to me is people come up at farmers markets and say, okay, I'm really angry at you because you've totally ruined my ability to eat out anymore. And then the other one is you see that comprehension of people when you tell them this is what's going on and you really should be concerned for your kids because these asthma rates are way higher than they should be. And they all of a sudden get it and they're just trying to have some sense of normalcy from what they've just learned and where they're going to go. And that's where the support of the community, people being citizens, helping
well,
out.
Well, it's all, I agree with you. I mean, it's all about democracy. You need, democracy is a contact sport. It is. You know, I mean, it is. Yeah. And if you're going to be involved in democracy, which is the only thing that's going to save us, even if it winds up in the dissolution of these United States or whatever, but, I mean, you need to be involved. And with your food, I mean, it's been corporatized. It's been completely, you know, co-opted into something that is convenient, but it's going to kill you. And before it kills you, it will get you addicted to the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, instead of pharmaceuticals, why not have, like, really good food.
Yeah. Well, see a farmer, you know, instead of a pharmacy. So, yeah. Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes before our next break. Do you want to touch on 510? Were you able to find out where that poor thing is at right now?
510, as far as I know, has been dumped. And, you know, it unceremoniously took a dirt bath. And this is it's problematic because I'm not a big fan of legislation, but because we do have this, you know, these various legislative bodies or whatever, it's going to go into the next Congress and the next Senate. And we yeah. all know that profile has changed very dramatically. And there's going to be another beef recall. There's going to be another greens recall. They never dealt with the underlying problem. Absolutely. I agree with everybody on that. Mm. But they did deal with some significant issues. And the Tester-Hagen Amendment was included up until the latest, you know, gymnastics. And
well, let's talk about that gymnastics. Essentially, the Senate passed it with the Hagen Amendment. They kicked it back towards the House of Representatives, but they didn't like it. I think it was a ruse from large corporations, from my perspective. But they essentially said, well, you're taxing people, so it's illegal. So they made a few changes, but they couldn't agree on anything. Big surprise. And then they attached it to an appropriations bill for all of next year. I believe they passed it in the House, and stop me if I'm wrong here, because this is getting really
so
hard.
So far, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's in the Senate, but the Senate has killed any appropriations bill past February, so they can't really tack on all these things that everybody's tacking on to, like $8 billion, plus the food safety bill, onto the appropriations to actually run the government all of next year in 2011. So they're only going to run it, they're only going to approve funding till February. So S-510, as it used to be known, has been tacked on, and we think it's dead. And we'll get picked up. So, well, Johnny, I really appreciate your time. We're going to break. Thanks for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
thank you,
Tim.
Take care.
Of all fantasies play. Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-07.
Well, it's 23 after the hour on the Food Right Show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the Food Right Show is brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can find us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. Lots of stuff going on. Johnny and I were just briefly running through the sausage-making process that ended up being called S-510, the Food Safety Bill. Early in the show, at the top of the last hour, I was talking about FDA and the powers that it says it has. FDA basically says that you do not, as a citizen, as Johnny likes to call you, as a citizen, you do not have the right, nor never have you had the right, to consume the food of your choice. Only what they consider, only what they consider safe to eat is what you should be eating. Of course, we all know the revolving door politics that go on in Washington, D.C., and there's a long, long, long list of industry professionals that now work with FDA, and you got to wonder what they're doing there. But S-510, as far as we know right now, which was the food safety bill, is dead because they couldn't agree on how much rules and regulations they were going to pass down against us. And looks like it'll be picked up again next year. Hopefully it'll be picked up. And as a former farmer and consultant to farmers, and somebody who works on legal issues for food rights, I'm an internal optimist. I'd like to think they'll pick it up again and have a decent conversation and do what's right and actually look at the real core issue. But yeah, I hear you laughing. I'm kind of losing my, losing my religion as we speak here. So I'll give you a brief breakdown of 510. Seems how Johnny and I just kind of briefed over it. But you can call me if you have any questions about anything related to food rights and your choice of what you want to eat. You can call us at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. A few years ago, the House of Representatives actually got together and figured they should do something about the food safety in the country. At the time, CDC was saying there's 76 million, that's M million, foodborne illness outbreaks. Foodborne illnesses. I'll get it right. 76 million foodborne illnesses in the United States every year. They've revised that just here in the last couple of weeks, and it's down to like 43. But give or take 6%, because they're not quite sure how people get sick, and they're kind of guessing. But still, there's a lot of people that get sick in our industrial food system. And as somebody who works on soil health issues and forage health issues and animal health issues with farmers around the country, I can tell you why. They're not feeding the soil properly, and what they're feeding the animals is lacking in nutrients. And whenever you have an unbalanced system like that, pathogens actually come in to clean up the bad stuff. They're the cleanup crew. This is their job. They come in and clean up bad food, bad animals, bad soil to bring back the balance so we humans don't eat it. Well, we still do, because we got a lot of crutches that allow us to kill that stuff off. So if we actually use the wisdom that's out there and the soil properties incorrectly, we could actually have our own food safety system. And a lot of that happens on our small farms, which is what the Farm to Consumer Foundation protects. Your right to access local food, grow food, and sell it to somebody who likes the way you do it. So yeah, way back a couple years ago, I believe they started in 2009 in the early session, and essentially said that their FDA needs more control. And here's a bulletin for most people. We don't even know what powers FDA has now, because they don't exercise them all. They just exercise them when they feel the need to. So they got a whole host of things they can do now, and now they want more, and they want a whole lot of money to make sure that they're, you know, doing it more and better. So anyway, 2479, the House bill, H.R., 2479, I believe that was the number, was passed and sent to the Senate, and that's where it sat for a very long time. But two senators, Tester and Higgins, Tester's from Oklahoma, and Higgins is actually an organic farmer from Montana, got a provision in there that actually helped cover small producers. Well, that's when everything hit the fan, because the food industry was extremely upset that we're creating a separate standard for small producers, and food is just food. The stuff you buy from a large corporate factory farm is the same as Uncle Henry down the road. Well, most of us know and have relation that might still be related to the farm. We know that's different, because if you ever ate it, you learn pretty quick. So we're up for a break. This is the Food Rights Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
It's the Food Right Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we got a couple callers waiting to talk, so we're going to go to line one, Robert in Arizona. Are you with us?
I am, and thank you for taking my call.
You know, thank you.
And that S-510 bill is an atrocity to the American public. They want to basically control everything that we eat, okay? It's a sickness.
Well, we do it three times a day, so I think it does make a little bit of money, right?
Yeah, well, it makes a little bit of money, but it makes a whole lot of no sense, my friend.
Well, yeah.
Look, I mean, when you take a look at the Illuminatarius agenda of the co-opting of all the foods, genetically modified foods, people have no clue what they're ingesting and putting in their body. If you look at any label right now, high fructose corn syrup is just about in everything that we touch. It is a carcinogen causing cancer. But yet people are unaware of this fact.
Right.
How do not people understand what is being fed to us are poisons? Let's look at the other factor, right? Chemtrails, okay? You've got these bastards spraying on a daily basis, well, almost on a daily basis, aluminum oxide and barium, sulfur, and God knows what else, that is coming down and poisoning the ground that the crops are grown in. These idiots at Monsanto, these money, greedy, grabbing scum who have no idea what they're doing, are creating genetically modified seeds so they can grow in that soil to the chemtrail spray. It's sick. It is
a sick thing,
my friend.
Well, here's the scary thing that I'm beginning to learn is this is what they allow us to know. And what we're now just beginning to understand with GMOs, and especially Roundup, is now that the patent has run out, the early professors who actually worked on it in 20 years ago knew that there were some serious issues with it, but because it is under patent protection, they couldn't even talk about it. But now that that's expired, they're starting to talk about just how bad this is for the environment, how bad it is for our soil structure, and how bad it is for our health. Because here's the key to how Roundup Ready works. It prohibits the uptake of minerals. So the plant doesn't die from Roundup. It dies from lack of nutrition. So when we eat that stuff, that is, we're actually holding back mineral uptake, and that's the only thing that keeps us alive.
And you're absolutely correct. Look at the obesity rate in this country.
It's empty calories, yeah.
Exactly. When you take in empty calories, you store fat without pulling any nutrition. This is always the commonality, okay? It's empty cereals without any nutrition. Again, and you know what is even sicker than that is that the medical profession in this country has absolutely no clue of what diet is. You know, you're in the medical profession. Most, and I have very close friends who are doctors, okay? They have no clue of what nutrition is. None at all.
I think they spend, 3 weeks on it during medical school?
Not even that.
Yeah. Well, there's no money in prevention. It's all in treatment.
Never.
Western society considers their healthcare income a renewable resource. So are you going to get healthy from that? Okay. Yeah,
right. No, but then you have Obamacare, right?
Well, yeah, good
it's
luck.
A joke. It's a joke. It's a
joke. Go ahead, Robert. Yeah, thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, we're going to go to line two. Jeff is in Chicago. Jeff, you staying warm?
Oh, hi, Mr. Whiteman. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I'm here in Chicago, and it's pretty cold here for sure.
Well, it is almost Christmas.
It sure is. I'm calling because I was hoping you could talk a little bit about the role of Senator Dick Durbin in forcing through the Farm Safety Modernization Act.
Oh.
If you know much about that.
No, I'm, sorry, I don't. Judith McCreary, our lobbyist trying to protect the rights of small farmers, can pretty much nail him to a wall, but to be honest with you, I don't deal in the actual politics and who's pushing what. I'm on the fringe of the conversation, but sorry, I can't really talk to that.
Sure. Well, I just wanted you to know that there's a movement here in Chicago to take everything back locally. I myself have emerged lately as a candidate for the United States Senate. In fact, I'm running against Dick Durbin. It's emerging. And Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff of Mr. Obama, I don't know if you've seen, but he is currently attempting to become a candidate for mayor of the city of Chicago. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I hear he's having trouble qualifying.
Well, he's not having so much trouble because just today, several dozens of prominent lawyers and very, very highly connected lobbyists in Chicago's legal community have just fired off and filed with the Chicago Board of Elections an amicus curiae brief, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. So when you hear about the fixes in, it was a major, major blow that was struck today, and I have every anticipation that he will be on the ballot. So we could use your help.
Sounds like the machines back in back in play, if it ever
Well, happened. The machine never left. I mean, if you really look at it,
apparently.
I mean, this land of Lincoln is really, really you know, it's really an important city when it comes to Codex Alimentarius. You know, Northwestern University's here. Look at the hospital communities here in Chicago. The Annenberg and the Pritzker families were very, very, very connected to the Capone machine, and that's never been dismantled. So on behalf of, well, of the 11 million people of Illinois, I do share the feeling of a lot of us. We're tired of Chicago having such a black eye and being such a pejorative word when it comes to justice and peace. And we could use the help of anybody out there, because I actually was one of those who filed formally, you know, to object to Mr. Emanuel's candidacy based on his not being a resident, based on his living in D.C. And we could use the help of anybody out there, because he is working for Archer Daniels Midland. He is working for Monsanto. You know, he and Mr. Durbin, Mr. Daley, they're big agro all the way. So just know, of you out there, wherever you are, look for a candidate locally in your town, in your city, in your state, who is for local rights. So, in fact, I just on my Facebook page right now did post a blurb about the Food Rights Show and posted all the information.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to be forwarding the Food Rights farm-to-consumer information pretty much nonstop going forward. It's got my full support.
Well, I think there's, before you jump off, I think there's some bright spots in Illinois, because there's Chicago, and then there's the rest of the state. something happened, I believe, in the last session of your state legislature that was actually written up in very few places, but it really struck me as something that's forward-thinking. I think there's hope in Illinois, because the legislature actually wants to have, I think it's 27... For some reason, the number 27 is sticking in my head. They want 27% of the food consumed in Illinois to be grown within Illinois by 2025, I believe, or maybe 2020. This is a corn and bean state. I mean, you drive down to Springfield or you head to St. Louis, corn, bean, corn, bean, corn, bean, cow, corn, bean, corn, bean, corn, bean, cow. For the state legislators in a corn bean state, which, by the way, if you for some reason went off the road in the summer and were stranded in Illinois, you could not eat anything in those fields and survive. That is animal feed or energy production. It has to be turned into something else. So for the state of Illinois to say, hey, we want 27% of our food to be grown in the state, and this is a corn bean state, and it's the home of Archer Daniels Midland, I think you've got some serious reason to hope there. And you've got, what is it, Chicago? There's a local network in Chicago. It's really big. It's totally spaced it. I had it when we started talking. But it's all about sourcing food locally and bringing it in. And a lot of the Loop restaurants, well, what they used to call a Loop. Do they still call it the Loop, or did they change
the
name?
Oh, it's the Loop. Sure.
It's
absolutely
still the Loop. Yeah, a lot of the Loop restaurants are actually bringing in vegetables from, like, Rockford and up towards Wisconsin, you know, up at the border. So there's hope out there. So don't give up. And if you got a bunch of, you know, representatives within that state want their own food to be grown, or a large percentage of it, in a corn bean state at the home of Archer Dan and Mills, I think you got something to look forward to. Thanks for your call.
Thanks so much, Mr. Whiteman, for all you do.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for posting our stuff on the blog. Okay, we're going to go to David in Connecticut. Dave, you there?
Yes, I just wanted to call in and say I want to thank you for what you said about parity being struck down in 1952. That was the year that I was born. But I also wanted you to know that 510 is alive and well. I found that out in the latest American Free Press issue. They snuck it in on some other legislation, which is one of their favorite dirty dirtbag tricks. But the best work on the strike down of parity was done by Charlie Walters, who founded Acres USA, and the definitive work was called Unforgiven. And it's available. You can get that book from Acres USA. You can probably find it on acresusa.com.
Yep. Yeah, Charlie Walters was a visionary, and nobody knew what he was talking about. And it took me about 5 years just to understand what he was talking about, because I'd read it Yeah, I'd read it in Acres Magazine. It's like, what's he talking about? Well, it's actually another article that I read that Eddie Albert, you know, from Green Acres and the Arbor Day Foundation, he gave a talk to NFO in 1983 that explained how parody got dissembled. And essentially,
yes, he was one of the speakers at one of the previous Acres conferences. I know who you're talking about.
Yep, yep. Well, hey, thanks for the call. And
But the one thing that all of the what I call the and has been referred to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, the big mistake that they've made is that the Big Chief, the white light energy, sometimes referred to as God, is not a player on their side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're violating all the principles of how soil is supposed to work, how we're supposed to eat food, how it's supposed to be taken care of. You can only do that so long, and it's just going to bite you in the butt. And I think we're seeing that now. So
yes, they're basically their whole New World Order agenda is getting exposed, and it is doomed. I don't know because they are they're basically pretty sick. All of those bloodlines that have been running this planet are pretty narrow on the gene stock. They've gotten to be pretty nutty in the head. And what they're doing in the Gulf and what they've done with the missile off there in California, what they're doing on the East Coast, raining down all of that aluminum oxide, killing off the life in the thing, trying to starve us out. It is basically very, very sick. And in the long haul, it is a doomed deal, but I just don't know how much blood and guts it's going to take for us to shuck off this nightmare. Anyway,
well, that's,
God bless. I want to thank you and everyone at RBN for what they've done and have been doing. Keep the faith, and God bless.
Well, thank you much, and thanks for calling in. Yeah, just to give a little bit of a bright spot in all this, and I do have the feeling it's going to get worse before it gets better. But we as Americans do have to take a 2x4 across the face sometimes before we actually see what needs to be done or what's actually going on.
Yeah.
I've been very.
What's happens with anyone who gets sick and you throw up? It's very, very painful. It's not pleasant, it stinks, and it's a mess to clean up, but it's amazing how instantaneously how much better you feel once all the rot is out of the system. And America is going to go through that. Some have referred to it as the, I think Ari McMaster once referred to it as the hell period of civilization. But once we get through all of this, when we do come out the other side, I think we will have what was fought about in 1776. We never did get out from under the crown. We ended up with a bunch of lawyers who had no authority to come up with the Constitution. They were supposed to work on the Articles of Confederation. They controlled the majority of them, above the 55 men in Philadelphia. 35 were lawyers. They controlled that. They controlled every Congress since. But all of this is being exposed, and their little agenda is crumbling.
Well, the great thing is we can make change three times a day.
Yes, and it's got to be a bottom-up deal. And I'm seeing it around here.
Yep.
I'm seeing it with dairies that are doing the raw milk. I'm seeing it with farmers markets in a local town here, Durham, Connecticut. One got started every Thursday afternoon. And you're beginning to see the comeback of the small farms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and as I talked of in the first part of the first hour, that is how economies work. You know, you have to have strong local economies for the national economy to do well. We've been pulling everything away for 50 years. Yeah.
And as Dr. Arden Anderson said, that's something that we can control, and all of the major sea changes throughout history have always been bottom-up affairs.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and real bottom-up affairs, not AstroTurf like we see now. Somebody paid a lot of money to make it look like a lot of people are concerned. It's always ground up. But, hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And thanks for the information.
Okay.
And yes, yeah, for everybody else, I have had the fortunate event or a fortunate ability to be around of a lot of forward-thinking agricultural people. Our last caller just mentioned Arden Anderson. There's some others out there that know how things work. We know how to counteract what they're doing to our soils and the air. It does take a little bit more money, and that may be why your food costs just a little bit more in the beginning, but it is definitely important. It's the most important thing we can do is get those minerals into the soil so we have optimal health and we keep the wolves at bay. We're going to go to a break. This is the Food Right Show. I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world.
You're listening to the Foods Right Show on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Visit us at farmtoconsumer.org. Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is an advocate for local food rights, protecting small producers and consumers turned, as Johnny said, turned citizens, and what I say, turned partners. with producers, and we pursue those rights through public interest litigation, usually against the government. We have memberships for both consumer and producers, and that is how we protect your rights. And we do represent producers if they are in legal challenges by state agencies. We're coming up on the end of the show, and I really appreciate everybody's efforts and conversations and comments. And we have time to take one more call, and I believe I recognize this person's voice. Johnny, you there? Oh, Johnny's not there. Okay. Excuse me. Yep. Yeah, getting back to our caller from Connecticut, what's going on with our soils with GMO, as I mentioned, the Roundup Ready gene and actually glycophosphate, which is also known as Roundup Ready, is basically a substance that never breaks down in the soil. Early indications were it was going to be an energy source for certain microbes in the soil, and it was just going to disperse, and everything was going to be fine, and that's how it was sold. But as they studied it and studied it and studied it some more, there is no known microorganism that can break down this product. So it has accumulative effects, and it's been used now for 35 years. And we're starting to see some drastic effects on our crops. We're starting to see some drastic effects on our animals. We can't get the nutrient trace mineral uptake that we normally could or should. The computer models just aren't working anymore. There's been a lot of money spent on, believe it or not, animals and the prevention of illness in animals. And I can tell you to the micron how much a dairy cow is going to need based on her weight and how much she's producing and what she needs for zinc per day, copper per day, phosphorus and calcium. We don't do that with humans, but we're seeing some degraded situations within our national dairy herd from the consumption of these products. And it is in our food products as well. Don't let them kid you that it's not. There's Smart Stacks, which is 12 genetic traits in food substances now. It's called food grade corn, but it's genetically modified. And I think we're starting to see some of the ill effects, in our humans. So, again, this has been the Food Rights Show on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's coming up on the top of the hour. I've been your host, Tim Whiteman. This 2 hours has been a blast for me. I really appreciate everybody's comments and those who have called in, and our special guest, Johnny Oritz, who works with Farm Assist in the Hudson Valley and beyond. And look for me sometime next month in January. I'll be back on the show on Saturday night. And next week, I believe it's Pete Kennedy. Have yourself a safe and happy holiday, everybody. And we'll talk to you soon.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white. And it ain't real clear, is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11.